Describe an interesting old person you met.
Do you think old people and young people can share interests? Absolutely, yes. An example of this is traditional board games. Although some board games have lost their popularity over the years, there are still games like Monopoly that remain popular with both generations. Another example is listening to and playing classical music. Many elderly people favor this type of music, and most children and teenagers are encouraged to play instruments, so they end up liking this music as well. What can old people teach young people? The older generation has lots of wisdom because of the amount of years they have lived. They should definitely share their expertise with younger generations. Since they lived before the time of social media and the use of the internet, I believe they value community much more than younger generations. They can then teach the youngsters about the importance of caring for one another. Is it easy for young people and old people to make friends with each other? I think if both generations have the opportunity to be around each other, then making friends might be easier than people think. After all, most old people remember the innocence of childhood fondly and want to be around it again. Additionally, lots of old people have been parents to young people themselves, so they know how to deal with them. Are there benefits when one person is interested in another person? Why? Yes, there can be benefits of being interested in another person. Curiosity about other people is healthy. It helps you avoid being self-involved. Besides, being interested in another person gives you the chance to learn something new. After all, everyone has unique experiences that they can share. Having another person's perspective can really enrich your life. Do you think people are more selfish or self-centered now than in the past? Yes, I do think that people are more selfish now than in the past. In the past, community was very important. People relied on each other a lot, so it was necessary to care about other people. But nowadays, countries have stronger economies. There are more opportunities for travel and movement. Community isn't as important, so people tend to care the most about themselves. What benefits can people get if they are self-centered? There are many benefits to being self-centered, but there are also disadvantages. The main benefit is that if you're self-centered, then you take care of yourself first. Many people prioritize other people. That doesn't always help meet their own needs. But if you're too self-centered, people may not want to spend time with you. Overall, being somewhat selfish is a good thing, but being too selfish is a bad thing.
雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。